hours. Constantly a local on the night in question. The voice of Maloney was bluffing. I got different see. Went into the bar, there was something funny going on. He knew quite what. So I decided I'd check the place over. I went out and I saw one. I said, everybody stopped. You see? And I said, why is everybody listening to me? And the guy turned around to me and said, because they've got nothing better to play. So I said to the guy, would you like to accompany me to the station? At about 600 hours, he was at the station. The boys still were abreast. They thought the guy was still bluffing, you see. We left him in a cell for the evening and went down to the dame's house. We said, work her over. We went up to her apartment. Down on 7th Avenue. We rang the buzzer. We realized after she didn't answer that she was either out or she committed suicide. So we climbed through the front window and found her dead on the floor. She was dead because her heart had stopped. Her heart had stopped due to a bullet being lodged in it. We decided we'd ask the dame some questions, but we thought it'd be funny because she didn't answer any. We decided we'd leave her there. And we checked out the Whiskey Go-Go game and found several photographs. Electric cool pony harness. We wondered what this day might be doing with an electric cool pony harness. Anyway, the guy turned around and said, we got a song, chap. I wonder what they called. And then he repeated it again. I wondered what the guy meant. So I went home and I checked it out. I looked in the book. And all this time, this was ringing in my head. I couldn't get it out of me. It was like some sort of weird nightmare.
We got sun chocolate.
He just wouldn't leave me alone. And I was thinking. And I was thinking about this all evening. I couldn't sleep for it. And I woke up in the morning and realized.
We got sun chocolate.
At long last, I'd achieved my ultimate aim in life. On 0800 hours, the morning after the night in question, I realized I was the world's first.
We got some chocolate.
The one and only. The only one in the world at that time and space to be a joiner who nails flip-flops and little chairs together and makes them for dolls' houses and things of that nature. Oh yes, I really enjoy that, nailing little bits of chairs and tables and wonderful things like that together, you know, so little girls can play with them. Oh, it's so wonderful. And I make suspenders for two-year-olds, and it's marvellous. Black lacy bras with holes for the nipples, and hardback chairs and hairy string, and whips, loose chair covers, and straps and chains to tie to the bed. Hardback chairs, leatherback chairs. Oh yes, yes, you've not lived until you've seen a two-year-old strapped to a leatherback chair with no clothes on, except a loose chair coming over her head. Oh my goodness.
We want one.
You say you want one? You actually want to possess one?
We want one.
find it absolutely stimulating. Why do you want one? Please, you can't just have one. You've got to be in the Martin Ainscombe Sheep Shaggers Society. You've got to have wellies with scratch marks down the inside.
What colour?
It doesn't matter what colour, as long as they're...